back with Darren Blazer, 2019 inductee of the Mercer County High School Hall of Fame class, a 2007 Aledo High School grad. And, you know, we talked about some of your influence, but I was fortunate to be some of the influences you had back in the day. I was fortunate to be around that era here in town. But then kind of the kids that you went to school with during that era. I know you probably share, I'll say a little bit of this, but maybe a lot of this honor with them, because I know you were a part of some really great teams and really high character student athletes back in that era.
Oh, without a doubt. I wouldn't say it would, my career wouldn't be half of what it is without my teammates and coaches and, you know, all the people that put into it. I was honored to have such, not just an athletic class, but a competitive class, a fun class. We all got along, and it was a testament just to growing up together in a small town that we weren't inside playing video games or Fortnite. We were, you know, going to the baseball field and playing, you know, a game of baseball, or, you know, going to play pickup basketball games, football games, getting in fights, arguing about sports. If we did play something inside, it was either regarding sports, and it was competitive, and I have no doubt about that. I still remember a story of, I think it was my senior year, doing going to get our eye checkups and our physicals going into the summer of our senior year football. And Coach Welder kind of got mad at us because we were fighting to see who had the best score on the eye test. You know, we look back at it now and say, like, you know, that's really funny, and it's good to see that kids are competitive. But that's just kind of the way we were. And that goes from not just my class, but the class below me always had a big impact on how we would do in the class above me, too. So a lot of people involved with this, and I can't thank them enough for, you know, just being a part of it and helping me.
Well, and that's another great segue here, because when I was talking to McMichael, who comes from a different era, you know, going in 1968, you know, he was nominated by Mick Lauck. And it's funny because Mick Lauck talked about the influence this McMichael had on him, and Mick was a 1980 grad at Westmer, so we're talking about a 12-year difference. And I asked, you know, then McMichael, I said, did you have influences when you were younger and you kind of wanted to follow in the path of certain people? Now, I remember when you kids were younger in your class, kind of following the footsteps of some other kids that were paving the way in athletics, and you guys kind of followed that team, I think, in the early 2000s. I really, you know, worry today. I don't know if that's being done enough anymore, if you understand what I'm saying, because I know when you were younger, those kids that were older than you had a big impact on you. And as I talk to kids and in my experiences as broadcasting, if I say, well, be like somebody, I say, be like Darren Blazer, all right? But sometimes I worry, do kids, I mean, this is still modern history for me, but you've been out of school for 10 years. So long story short for you, I know those kids that were older than you, you kind of wanted to follow in their footsteps, and hopefully kids wanted to follow in your footsteps, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do, and I think there's a couple things with that. I mean, I was lucky enough to, you know, be a manager when I was really young and have three older brothers that I would follow around, annoy, try to get to play with. And kind of my class all had the older brother experience too. So it was easy for us to follow in their footsteps or to look up to them and kind of see them as heroes and want to be like them. And they had success. And so it was easy to say, hey, that's what we want to do too. We want to replicate that. I don't know how it is now with these groups of kids are kind of the older brothers and sisters in their kind of families right now, and that shifts in a couple of years where you see the younger brothers kind of trying to come up and follow that. But irregardless, I think I could see that kind of being, hey, we want to show what we can do by ourselves. We don't want to kind of be follow someone else's footsteps. And I don't think that's the right attitude, but it's their choice. I just remember being around guys like Michael O'Brien and Andy Fry and that 99 team that just, you thought they were You know, you thought they were the Monstars in Space Jam. That's how big they were. And you just, you look back at now and you're just so thankful you were around that, because they created a culture that you had to follow and you didn't want to let them down. And I think that's the biggest thing, is keeping that culture, the, you know, the Mercer County program, we want to keep that to a level of, hey, we expect a state championship. We expect a deep playoff run each year. And I tried to bring that back to, you know, my experiences when I coached, you know, 2 years ago. And I felt that it was shifting to that way, and I think it still is. It's just going to take time and process. And I have faith in, you know, the people running these programs, the school district. And I just think it's a weird time right now with the way we have technology, the way we have social media, that we, maybe it's not as much as of a team type of atmosphere. We have a lot of individual platforms that they can be seen on. They can get likes. They can get, you know, kind of have their own space. And I think it's important that we reiterate that we're not going to get anywhere if we don't stay together, if we don't, you know, perform as one unit. And and hopefully that atmosphere, or that tradition of Aledo and Westmore sports will continue to grow throughout Mercer County.
All right. And, you know, I don't know if it's fair, and there's probably not enough time, but I know, you know, you're a state track athlete, and you were part of a very good basketball era. I know, you know, in junior high, I remember correctly, an IESA state appearance for that group that was with you and your class of 2007. And then you got to play max 10 postseason football games your junior and senior year for Coach Welter. And, you know, it's funny when you try to talk to people about, well, can we talk about specific games? And, like, it's weird because the really successful programs, in my experiences, it's very little talking about the games. It's talking about the other stuff that's beyond the game and maybe is more important than the game itself. And even when you played 10 postseason games your junior and senior year and played in the state title game your junior and senior year, do people get that, you think? And I assume those memories you had outside of the games are probably things you cherish more maybe than the actual games.
Yeah, I don't think people understand what goes into a week of preparation, or even just in the practices and the time commitment from all sports and all levels. And like you said, we went to a state tournament our eighth grade year in basketball. And that was a lot of fun, playing teams like Quincy and playing, you know, Peoria Heights and all these, or Peoria Richwood, and these schools that were, you know, 1,200 kids compared to our 300, and winning those games. And it was just so much fun going up to high school and experiencing practices and the off season, the summer liftings and stuff like that goes into it. Because I honestly remember that stuff more than a game. And if it's a game that I do remember, it's not for a good reason. It's for a drop pass or a loss or getting yelled at by Coach Haston for not holding on to a block line, which happened a lot. But those are the stuff that. But I think that's how you grow, and that's how you learn from your mistakes, and that's what kind of builds your character.
All right. Well, a guy that is definitely deserving of this honor is class of 2007. Darren Blazer, and you heard him at the beginning of our conversation talk about getting that Louis Armstrong Award in band. It's just as important as the other stuff he did, and that's cool. And people know what's up with that, with the multi-talented students and athletes we have here in the Mercer County area. Darren Blazer, well-deserved. Congratulations, and enjoy the weekend.
All righty. We'll see you Friday.
All right, Darren Blazer with us. More Mercer County High School Hall of Fame coverage coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.